So let's review. The Mishnah earlier discussed Habayis V'Aliyah Shel Shnayim, a house owned by two individuals. The Mishnah now presents a similar case. Sak the Mishnah. V'chein Beis Habat Shehu Bonoy B'Sela V'Gina Achas Al Gabov V'Nifchas. If one person owns an olive press in an area hollowed out of a rock, and another person owns a garden above it, and the roof collapsed, Hari Bal Hagina Yerid V'Zerei Lamato Achayas L'Beis Badoy Kipin. The owner of the garden may plant his crop on the floor of the lower space until the owner of the press rebuilds his roof. The Gemara cites a machlekes whether nifchasa beruba, he can plant the entire lower area only if most of the roof collapsed. Avo be'arba, odem zireya chetzi lamata v'chetzi lamala. If only an area of 4 amas collapsed, he is only entitled to an area of the same size in the lower space because it is not unusual for a person to maintain a garden partly at a higher level and partly lower. Or, ba'arba, even if only a small section collapses, he can plant the entire lower area because in odem zereya chetzi lamata v'chetzi lamala, he cannot be expected to maintain a garden on 2 levels. The Mishnah continues, ha'koysel va'ilon shenofel v'shus harabim v'hezikoy, patim l'shalom. If someone's wall or tree fell into a public area and caused damage, he's not liable because it was an einus. However, nasnu zman lokutz as ha'ilon v'lister as ha'koysel v'noflu. And the Gemara explains, Zman Bezin Shleshim Yaim. If Bezin gave him 30 days to remove the weakened tree or wall to prevent the potential hazard, and it did eventually fall, it depends. Betech Azman Potter, Lach Azman Chayev. If they fell during this time, he's exempt. But if they fell after this time, he's liable. The Mishnah continues. Misha Yukaisli Samach Liginis Chaveroi Benofal. If someone's wall fell into his neighbor's garden, V'omalai Pane Avnecha, V'omalai Higiucha. The neighbor asked him to remove the stones, and they told him, you may keep them. Ein shaymalai, the neighbor does not acquire them against his will, and he must remove them. However, mishakiblalav amalai helich es yitzirasecha vani etel eshali, if after the neighbor agreed to accept them, the owner of the wall then says, I will reimburse your expenses and keep my stones, ein shaymalai, he cannot reclaim the stones because the neighbor already acquired them. The Gemara points out, midiktani seifa helich yitzirasayach mechlal de peninu askinan. Since the Mishnah refers to paying his expenses, it must be that the neighbor has already cleared the stones. Therefore, the Gemara infers, if he has not yet cleared the stone, the owner of the wall can reclaim them. The Gemara asks, as soon as the owner of the wall waived his rights, the owner of the garden should have acquired the stones through kinyan chatzer. The Gemara answers, we assume that the owner of the wall was merely avoiding clearing the stones and did not sincerely intend to give them away. The Mishnah concludes, Haseicher es apoyel lasis imoy beteven ubekash. If someone hired a worker to collect straw, v'amaloi ten li schari, v'amaloi tul masha asisa bescharcha. When the worker demanded payment, the employer told him to keep the straw as payment, ein shaymaloi. The worker does not need to accept it as payment, and the employer must pay him his wages in cash. However, mishakibul olav v'amaloi helich schargha v'ani etel eshali, if the worker agreed to accept the straw, and the employer then retracts and says, I will pay you in cash and keep the straw, ein shaymaloi, he cannot reclaim the straw because the worker already acquired it. The Gemara cites a contradictory braisa. Our Mishnah rules, amaloi tomasha sisa bescharcha ein shaymaloi. The worker does not need to accept the straw as payment, and the employer must pay him in cash. However, the braisa rules, shaymaloi. The employer does not have to pay him in cash. The Gemara answers, kam behagba, kam behabata. Our Mishnah refers to a worker hired to collect ownerless straw, in which he acquires the straw on behalf of his employer. Therefore, the employer owes him his wages, and he cannot tell him to take the straw as payment because wages must be paid in cash. However, the braisa refers to a worker hired to guard the straw, in which he does not acquire the straw on behalf of his employer because the act of watching is not a valid kinyan. Therefore, the employer does not owe him the wages, and he can tell him to keep the straw, but he does not have to pay him in cash. The Gemara cites a related braisa, Shomri Svichi Shvius, Neutlin Schar Mechumas Halishka. The Tanakhama says that those who guard grain growing during Shemitah to be used for the Eimer or Shtei HaLechem are paid from the communal fund of the collected shekels because if they were to guard for free, Ein Boin Mishal Tzibur, the grain would be privately owned and invalidated for use for these menachas. However, Biesi says a rate is misnadev hu v'shay mechina. They can volunteer and guard free of charge. The Gemara offers 3 interpretations of the machlekes. Tanakama savar habata behefker kani. Rabbi Yisi savar habata behefker loy kani. The Tanakama holds the act of watching is a valid kinyan. And if they would not be paid, they would acquire it and it would become privately owned grain, which may not be used for Omer Shtei Alechem. While Rabbi Yossi holds that it is not a valid kinyan, and they do not acquire it by guarding it, and Hekdesh can then acquire the ownerless grain to be used for the Omer Shtei Alechem. Kule Amma, Habata Behefka Kani. All agree that the act of watching is a valid kinyan, and the workers acquire it. However, Rabbanan Savri Cheshin and Shemala Yimsrim Yafa Yafa. Rabbi Yossi Savalei Cheshin and Shemala Yimsrim Yafa Yafa. The Tanakhama is concerned that they will not transfer the grain to Hekdesh sincerely, and so it is preferable for them to acquire it on behalf of Hekdesh in the first place. While Rabbi Yossi holds that we are not concerned, and they can guard the grain and then transfer ownership to Hekdesh. Kula Alma Habata Behefker Loikani. All agree that the act of watching is not a valid kinyan, and Hekdesh can later acquire it. However, Tanakhama Sava de Takin Rabbanu Lamesav Arba Zuzi Kehecha de Lisha'ami Bali Zroiz Belifrishu Minayu. The Rabbanan instituted that they should be paid so that it be known that this grain is for Hekdesh and no one will take it by force. Well, Rabbi Yossi holds that the Rabbanan did not enact such a decree. Zok the Mishnah, Hamoitzi Zevel or Shusar Rabim, Hamoitzi Moitzi, Vahamazavel Mazavel. One may place his manure in a public area as long as it is immediately transferred to the fields and it does not stay there for an extended period of time. However, Ein Sharon Tit B'Shusar Rabim, Ein Levenin Levenim. One may not sow clay or make bricks in the public area because these activities extend over a period of time. However, he may need clay in the public area for immediate use, but not for forming bricks because it takes longer. The Mishnah continues, One may use a public area for his private building needs as long as the materials are immediately transferred to the building site, which is on private property. However, Vimhizik, Mishalim, Masha Hizik, he's liable for damage caused by these items. The Mishnah concludes, Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel Omer, Af Mesakan Hu Es Malachtoi, Lefnei Shloishim Yom. One may store materials in the public area for up to 30 days, and as Rashi adds, based on the Gemara, Ve'ein Achayv Ben Nizakin, he's not liable for the damages. The Gemara cites a Braisa where Rabbi Yehuda disagrees with our Mishnah. Kol Eilu Sha'amru Mutarin Lekalk B'Shus Harabim, Imhizik Chayv L'Shalom. Even those who may use public property for their private benefit are liable for any damages caused by these items. Rabbi Yehuda Paiter, he's not liable, because Kamakim Shnos Lecham Rishus Vehizik Pater. One is not liable for damages resulting from halachically permitted activities. And the Gemara cites several other rulings that agree with this principle. The Gemara cites a related braisa. Hachatzev Shemasul Lesasis, Hasasis Chayev. Once a stone is hewn from the quarry and given to the stone cutter for shaping, the stone cutter is liable for any damages caused by the stone. Hasasa shemasa l'chamar, hachamar chayev. The donkey driver is then responsible once he receives the stone. Hachamar shemasa l'kataf, hakataf chayev. The porter who carries it from the wagon to the building site is responsible once he receives it. Hakataf shemasa l'banoi, habanoi chayev. The builder who places the stone onto the structure is responsible once he receives it. Habanai shemasa l'adrichal, adrichal chayev. The expert bricklayer who ensures that the stone is placed properly assumes responsibility once he begins his work. And imheniach even aladimus bezika kulin chayavon l'shalom. If the stone damages after it is placed properly, they are all equally liable. The Gemara cites a contradictory ruling. Achren chayav kulin beturin. The last worker is liable and the rest are exempt. The Gemara answers kam beschiris kam bekablanus. If each worker was hired individually, he is only responsible while actually handling the stone. If they are all contracted for the job, they are responsible collectively for any damage not caused directly by a single member of the team.